This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
How culinary education shapes meat consumption choices. Discover how culinary education influences meat intake by inspiring ethical eating, appreciation for plant-based diets, and mindful food choices. The unexpected link between culinary education and meat intake. Hey, you ever notice how learning to cook can sometimes change the way people eat, especially when it comes to meat? I've been thinking about this a lot lately, how culinary education actually influences not just the way we prepare our meals, but what we choose to put on our plates in the first place. And it turns out, the impact on meat consumption is pretty fascinating. So, let me break this down for you as if we were just chatting over coffee. When someone goes through culinary education, whether it's a formal cooking class or even just watching a ton of cooking shows and experimenting at home, it often leads to a more mindful approach to food. People start paying attention to ingredients, techniques, and flavors in ways they never have before. That deeper understanding can shift the role meat plays in their diet. One of the main things I've noticed is that culinary education often introduces people to the vast world of plant-based diets. You get a whole new appreciation for how vegetables, grains, legumes, and nuts can be brought to life with skillful cooking. Suddenly, meat isn't the center of the plate anymore. It becomes an optional, rather than essential, ingredient. The chef in training realizes that incredible flavor and nutrition can come from plants alone. But let's not forget the traditionalists here. For many, culinary education deepens respect for meat as an ingredient too. They learn about different cuts, sustainable sourcing, and how to prepare it so it isn't just something slopped onto a plate. This appreciation can mean eating meat more thoughtfully, smaller amounts, better quality, and often paired with a more balanced meal overall. It's interesting how this ties into ethical eating discussions. When people understand where meat comes from and how it's produced, powered by insights that culinary teaching sometimes provides, they start weighing the pros and cons of eating meat more critically. Is the pleasure worth the environmental impact, animal welfare concerns, and health issues? Culinary classrooms sometimes become the first place people confront these tough questions honestly. And then there's clean meat, lab-grown meat, which is gaining traction as a potential alternative. People who study cooking often show curiosity about these innovations because they blend traditional culinary arts with cutting-edge technology. While not fully mainstream yet, clean meat could reshape the future of meat intake dramatically. Now, this all connects back to a concept called sentiocentrism, the ethical viewpoint that recognizes the interests of sentient beings. It encourages us to consider how our food choices affect animals' well-being. Culinary education can be a gateway to exploring this philosophy because it exposes learners to the full story behind what they cook and eat. What's cool is that culinary education empowers people to come to their own conclusions about meat consumption rather than blindly following trends. Some come out choosing plant-based diets, some scale back on meat, and some continue enjoying it responsibly. If you're curious about the broader conversation around animals, ethics, and eating habits, there's a book called Eat Meat or Don't that dives into these themes thoughtfully. It breaks down the arguments for and against eating meat while encouraging a respectful debate. Learning more about the ethical discussion on eating meat through resources like this can really broaden your perspective, whether you're a meat lover or leaning toward vegetarianism. All in all, culinary education isn't just about making tasty food. It shapes how we relate to what's on our plates, including weather and how much meat we consume. So next time you find yourself experimenting with a new recipe, consider that it might be opening a bigger door, leading you to think about ethical eating, sustainability, and your own personal choices in a whole new light. Thanks for hanging out with me on this little food talk. If you want to explore these ideas more deeply, definitely check out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a great way to get in on the conversation that's shaping today's food culture.